8:01 Eastern Standard Time. Good morning, I'm Richard Maxwell with Chum News. It'll be sunny with cloudy periods today, high near 10. Clear tonight, a low near plus 3. Clouding over tomorrow afternoon, chance of showers, high of 14. Right now it's 2 degrees. The Chum Traffic Center reminds you the Gardner Eastbound is closed from the Hummer to Reese Street. It'll reopen at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's the Gardner Eastbound closed from the Hummer to Reese. Unbelievable! They did it! The Toronto Blue Jays are the 1992 World Series champions. They won the whole thing in the 11th inning of Game 6 at Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta. And while the fans in Atlanta were crying, about 45,000 fans at Sky Dome went absolutely crazy. It kicked off a party that lasted all night long. Yonge Street was jammed with thousands and thousands of people, and happy? Just a touch. Chum's Mike Cleaver was right in the middle of things.
I think one of the most interesting things we heard was a spontaneous rendition of O Canada just a few minutes ago. People singing and having a great time down here. There are so many Canadian flags, Blue Jay banners, Blue Jay flags, pennants, you name it, just tons of people.
I'm on my way into the radio station this morning. I'm sitting in traffic at a light downtown, and a guy walks in front of the car. He's wearing a Canadian flag like a cape and eating a hot dog. That pretty much says it all. Police estimate there were 500,000 people partying on Yonge Street overnight. The celebration started in the downtown core, and the crowd slowly made its way up Yonge Street all the way to the 401. A few windows broken and only 6 people arrested. Just before 3 o'clock this morning at Yonge and Bloor, a driver panicked and drove his car into the crowd, injuring 5 people. Nothing serious. In fact, only one person was taken to hospital, but 18-year-old Domenico Vezzi of Woodbridge has been charged. The Blue Jays arrived back in Toronto sometime this afternoon, and they're expecting a huge crowd at the airport. However, we've been told special arrangements are being made so the Jays won't have to clear customs. Once they get off the plane, they'll go through restricted corridors and onto a bus. Both the Blue Jays organization and airport officials say there will be no opportunities to see the Blue Jays until tomorrow. Then we'll be able to thank them in a big way because they'll be taking part in a big victory parade. It starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the Royal York. From there, it heads west on Front Street, north on York, west on Wellington, south on Peter, and then into Skydome. 40,000 fans will be allowed into Skydome free of charge, and the gates open at 10 o'clock. A great day to be a Blue Jays fan and a great day to be Canadian. Chum weather, sunny with cloudy periods today, high near 10, clear tonight, a low near plus 3, clouding over tomorrow afternoon, chance of showers, high of 14. Again, today's forecast, sunny with cloudy periods, high of 10. Right now it's 2 degrees. Now, you're up to date. I'm Richard Maxwell, Chum News. Wow, what a feeling. I hope I never have this feeling again as long as I live. Oh, my goodness. Did you have a nice time last night? I certainly know I did. And for the sake of national unity, let me simply say in our other official language, we are Les Champignons.
Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. feel good. I knew that I would. So good, so good. But when I got to you, so good, so good. But when I got to you.